This is High Plains History, a look back to notable events and everyday occurrences that helped to shape the future of our High Plains Public Radio broadcast area. Saddle up for a trail ride to Boys Ranch, where a helping hand and a shirt tail to hang on to was first given to youngsters in the 1930s, and it's an offer that still stands today.
On Christmas Day, 1895 in Saxton, Iowa, a baby boy was born who would ultimately change the lives of thousands of boys from every state in the Union and from countries throughout the world. He and his twin sister were the youngest of six children born into a less than happy marriage that forced young Cal Farley to learn to fend for himself. He excelled in sports and at the age of 16 left home to play semi-pro baseball. In 1917, he enlisted in the Army and saw combat in World War I. Afterwards, he built a career as a professional wrestler and played minor league baseball. In 1923, Cal Farley moved to Amarillo, where he took over a defunct tire shop and built it into a $750,000-a-year enterprise. Having proved he had a head for business, he showed he had a heart for kids, especially boys who might need a helping hand along life's road. In 1934, Mr. Farley and other community leaders organized the Maverick Club, an athletic program for boys. This endeavor grew into Kids Incorporated, which helped over 10,000 boys aged 6 to 16 by providing supervised activities. But Farley saw a greater need for a group of boys who needed a home base filled with guidance and encouragement. He dreamt of a place in a country where boys could work, learn, and find a sense of family and future. His dream became reality when Julian Bivens donated 120 acres and the stone courthouse in the ghost town of Old Tascosa, 36 miles northwest of Amarillo. In March 1939, nine boys made up the first group to find a home at Cal Farley's Boys Ranch. They lived in the old courthouse with a cook, a supervisor, and his wife. From a small and shanty beginning, Boys Ranch grew as Cal Farley used every opportunity to tell Boys Ranch stories. In 1944, the article appeared in the Saturday Evening Post, followed by the stories in a Reader's Digest and Look magazine. This national attention promoted interest from Hollywood. In 1946, a movie entitled Boys Ranch was produced. Well-known politicians, businessmen, and celebrities, including Bob Hope, Roy Rogers, and Dale Evans, joined Cal's efforts to promote the ranch. It grew in size and numbers, incorporating girls into the project through the establishment of Girlstown in 1987 and the development of the first group home for girls at Boys Ranch in 1992. Basis care for preschool through sixth grade boys and girls was also established in 1992. Since the ranch's founding, more than 5,000 children have played, worked, and prepared for their futures at Cal Farley's Boys Ranch. For over 30 of those years, Cal and his wife, Mimi, worked side-by-side helping boys to find a shirt tail to hang on to at the ranch. On February 19, 1967, Cal Farley died peacefully during the service in Boys Ranch Chapel. His wife followed him into death exactly 1 month later. Today, over 350 boys and girls live in the communities of Boys Ranch and Girlstown. As they go to church and school, learn vocational skills, and participate in the annual ranch rodeo and other activities, Cal Farley's dream continues on the plains of the Texas Panhandle. Thanks to the Boys Ranch staff for providing information for this program. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Russell Guest, a recent graduate of Boys Ranch in Amarillo, Texas.
Our regional programming staff at High Plains Public Radio works closely with area historians, historical societies, and museums to produce the stories you hear on High Plains History. They are often suggested, researched, or written by volunteers who enjoy looking to the past to find the historical happenings that shape the landscape of the place we call home. From blizzards and prairie fires to train wrecks and trail drives, from famous lawmen to infamous outlaws, we're looking for the stories that made the Great Plains great. If you'd like to help us tell the tales of the people, places, and events in your town or county, please contact us through our website at hppr.org or call Skip Mancini at 1-800-678-7444.